You gotta love a new wellness program. Oh my goodness. I have tried so many different programs and I've gotten value and I've learned things from all of them. But I feel like the wellness program that I'm engaged in right now is a game changer because it's lifestyle and it's the combination of nutrition, getting the right mix of carbs, fat, protein, tracking that every day, being intentional about that. Intermittent fasting, which is something I've done for the last couple of years, but not with the combination of nutrition and workouts. So each day is a targeted, focused workout on something different. And then there's a couple of like really light days. But anyways, I've been engaged in this for a few weeks and it is like a way of life. I'm learning how to balance my macros and really be intentional about my nutrition and my intermittent fasting and my workout schedule. And oh my gosh, I'm loving it. Not surprising. A few weeks in, I am feeling so much stronger. So this morning I was doing a workout and I picked up the heavier weight at the encouragement of the instructor and I could feel myself. I mean, I was struggling, but I was able to do the heavier weight. And I remembered like, oh my gosh, when I first started this, like I couldn't even do this exercise with weight. And all of a sudden I felt, oh my gosh, I felt this sense of accomplishment. And I realized so tangibly how I'd grown and how I had tangibly gotten so much stronger by pushing myself. What I couldn't do a few weeks ago, I was able to do today. And this idea that this past version of me overflowing with so much pride at how far I had come, that feeling swept over me and I got emotional. And so then I thought, okay, if this is happening just in this ability to lift this weight, what about other ways? You know, I have been on such a journey over the last couple of years to honor myself, my wants and my needs, because Lord knows that my 10-year-old operating system is a people pleaser. And today's Andrea wants to live with authenticity. I don't want to compromise who I am or what I want. And so I'm being honest about that. And it feels so good. That past version of me is overflowing with pride at how far I have come. So here's to you today, recognizing areas in your life where you have come so far. Give yourself the gift of that recognition. You deserve it. There is a past you overflowing with so much pride, looking at how far you've come. And that is a great way to take care of yourself and ultimately each other. And there's my dog, right on cue.